Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Classic Bowl 31 event tickets are now available by calling 580-256-4101. It's the Tri-State's largest high school football, basketball, band, and cheerleading extravaganza, with 91 high schools from Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas coming together for Classic Bowl 31. A breathtaking 280-member honor band, more than 150 of the best cheerleaders across three states. But first, it's All-Star Girls Basketball Tuesday, then Boys Basketball on Thursday. Friday night, attend the awards banquet where the Classic Bowl Foundation honors this year's best high school talent. Saturday at 2 o'clock, it's the 101 Classic Bowl Parade in downtown Woodward. Then, all the activities culminate with Classic Bowl football Saturday, June 1st. This grand spectacle kicks off at 7, with the football game getting underway at 8. Halftime festivities highlighted with a performance by the Honor Band. Tickets are on sale now. Basketball tickets are $10, $5 for students. Football tickets are $25, $15, and $10. Charge by phone at 580-256-4101. Be in Woodward for Classic Bowl 31, a presentation of the 101 Classic Bowl Foundation.
Today's cattle futures were generally weaker here, but one green contract, the May feeders, were up $1.22 at $135.60. They do expire tomorrow, with options and feeders expiring to the feeder cattle index. Now, the feeder cattle index was about $3 lower than where the current price is, so there's an expectation that that will jump. But August feeders down 47, September's down 22, and then October's down 12. Live cattle were 12 to 50 cents lower here. With the Junes at 110.57, down 27. That's nearly $4.50 from today's cash trade of 115. Boxed beef at midday today was up some. Choice was at 220.59, slight jump. It was at 219.58 at yesterday's close. We've sold off from the April high of about 234.48 on April 23rd to a current low of around 219.58 yesterday. So roughly $15. And about a month, I guess. But they have bounced back slightly today. Packer margins here for beef are a positive $125. Pork about $3.10 positive. Again, with that 115 cash, there's some hope with positive packer profit margins that they could bid those cattle up, and that would help lift the cattle futures.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
It's ready to tackle Oklahoma's tough weather. It's Bentley, another OSU grazing grain and golden grain wheat variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Bentley has posted a top-flight yield record for nearly a decade and offers yield stability in drought-stressed environments. Bentley also offers good forage production and later winter dormancy with intermediate heading. Bentley is a perfect fit for the Central Wheat Corridor with exceptional baking quality and has been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. To learn more about Bentley, log on to okgenetics.com.
The grain markets were mixed today, kind of some surprising moves here. We had corn up a half cent, beans up 7 after a pretty significant sell-off yesterday. They did close up today, and then wheat was 4 to 6 cents lower across the board, and cotton down about 80 cents here on December, put it at 66.09. Still ongoing concerns about the planting progress and possible yield changes could happen with the corn and soybeans. Also talk of the U.S. government aiding farmers. There's some talk between $15 and $20 billion and then different dollar figures. I think the official numbers will be released tomorrow. I hate to speculate too early, but the early estimates are about $2 a bushel for soybeans, 63 cents for wheat, and 4 cents for corn. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's all on this year. It could be on an average planted acre number over multiple years. But the details are supposed to be released tomorrow on that. And then China has made some comments that doesn't sound like the trade war is coming to any sort of end. As the Chinese president said, that they need to be ready for tough times ahead. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.